Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message, what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today is Tuesday of the 28th week in ordinary time. First reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 16 to 25. Our psalm for today is Psalm 19. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. The good news is the word of God. The word of God is the power and mercy of God revealed in the prophetic and stimulating words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those who hear and listen in faith to those words encounter his mercy, healing, and courage to overcome their travails in this world. Thus, St. Paul notes in the first reading of today that the upright man finds life through faith. Having embraced the word of God, the upright man enjoys God's mercy, his healing, and he is able to overcome his travails, his worries in this world because he is led by grace. The psalmist says today, no speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth. Yes, our God is a silent worker. Though gentle and unheard, his power is immense in quantity. The upright man enjoys his power, his presence, because the upright man or woman knows the Lord. He or she honors him day and night and offers to him thanks and praise. If we have not, or if we are struggling to encounter the stimulating effect and power of the word, then we must approach the throne of God's mercy and ask for the interior light of faith that elevates the mind so that it would assent to the truth heard in the gospel and seen each day in the divine work of God. That light of faith will be blurred by our shortcomings or failure to seek the mercy of God and our inability to trust him day by day. Thus, when the light of faith is blurred by our failures, the truth is suppressed in our wicked acts against our neighbors. Secondly, constant rejection of God's hands of mercy sparks in us a disorder that impedes the ability to choose what is right, but animates the longing for earthly or bodily desires such as sense pleasure, fame, power, riches, and wealth. In some parts of the world today, men and women have become gods. Hence, justice and fairness are trampled upon, and respect for the dignity of our neighbors, the dignity of our brothers and sisters, is never part of the discussion. Therefore, in today's gospel, Jesus demands a conversion of heart. When we ask God for mercy, our minds and heart are turned towards the light of faith, and the grace of God illuminates us. Today's gospel acclamation from Psalm 118 verse 135 says, "Let your face shine on your servant and teach us your decrees." Yes, as we walk with the Lord will teach us or reveal to us his decrees. If you have not heard from him, keep on moving, for the Lord will meet you at your point of need. Proverbs chapter 62 verse 8 says, "Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our refuge." Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 says, "Lean not on your own understanding." Therefore, my brother, my sister, do not lose your faith. wait, the Lord will surely conquer, bring to an end that evil man or woman who, at this point in time, torments you. The Lord will surely grant you healing, and He will meet you at that point of need. May the Lord grant us a steadfast heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.